On today's Moment of Science, how medical technology is paving the way for people to throw out those dentures, bridges, or synthetic implants and grow their own teeth back.
Sounds like a hoax kit you buy at the toy store. Just add magic dust and presto, you've got yourself a petri dish full of pearly whites. Only trouble is, they're made of foam.
I'm talking genuine teeth, the real McCoy. And you grow them in your mouth, in the very gaps where your dear departed teeth used to sit. The magic dust, if you will, are stem cells that come from your own gums.
Stem cells are basically unprogrammed cells, right? They're useful because they can be programmed to take on various functions depending on what a body's in need of.
You got it. So in this case, stem cells in your gums would be extracted in order to be programmed in a lab to grow a tooth. Then doctors would insert them back into your gums so they can do their job. The procedure will be a lot less invasive and less traumatic than many current tooth replacement options. It's beneficial, too, because a living tooth isn't motionless, but adjusts in response to a person's bite. And in doing so, it can help maintain the health of the surrounding teeth and gums.
Will the technology be available anytime soon? Not that I'm planning on losing any teeth, of course. I mean, so I can tell my friend, Bob.
Tell Bob that scientists anticipate making the procedure available to the public in about 5 years.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Dominic Zero at the Oral Health Research Institute. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.